It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Former Governor John Hickenlooper won yesterday's Democratic Senate primary by nearly 20 points over former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. Hickenlooper spoke to voters last night.
We must come together to reclaim our country and assert the fundamental decency of a nation that looks out for its people, that treats everyone with respect, and lives up to the ideals at the very foundation of who we are as a country.
He'll face Republican Senator Cory Gardner in November. Representative Scott Tipton lost his Republican primary in the congressional district that includes Grand Junction and Pueblo. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
It was the upset that no one saw coming. Tipton lost to political newcomer and restaurateur Lauren Boebert. Tipton trailed all night and conceded, saying Republicans in the district had decided who they want to run against Democrats this November. He congratulated Boebert and wished her well in the general election. Boebert ran to the right of Tipton, and on the campaign trail, she questioned his conservative credentials. She said she'd be the best person to carry out President Trump's agenda, even though Trump endorsed Tipton in the race. She'll face Democrat Diane Mitch Bush this November. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver public schools will not cut any instruction or full-time positions despite a $65 million budget cut approved by the school board this week. Some staff will see pay cuts, but only those with salaries above $100,000. Mark Ferrandino is the district's deputy superintendent of operations.
We really wanted to avoid layoffs. Now, we did remove vacant positions that we decided we are not going to fill.
Ferrandino says those positions are in administrative areas and are not teaching jobs. The district also plans to save money by changing bus routes and delaying some purchases. Red Rocks Amphitheater is reopening, but not for summer concerts. Instead, the outdoor venue will host some fitness activities that includes yoga on the rocks.